It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thanks. I'm getting a bit fed up with alert level 4, but aren't we all? It doesn't help when you turn the TV on at night and everybody's around the country saying alert level 2. Oh, it's tough at a level 2, and I'm thinking, yeah, right. But never mind.
We truly are the experts at this one now. I mean, it's a good thing to be here, though, and be making sure we only have to do it once. We have got three big topics to talk about today. It's been quite the week for Auckland. Let's start with alert level 4. We're also going to talk about the Lynn Mall attack and touch base on what's happening with the recovery for the flooding this week. It's been quite the week, but let's have a bit of a chat about what's happening across the city at the moment. We are still at level 4. How is that going from a council perspective? Are we seeing good rollout from the vaccine centres at the moment? How is the council helping facilitate those particular things under this condition?
Yeah, look, let's start with the vaxxers. That's pretty good. Yesterday's figures came through. There were 66,000 vaccinations across the country, but 26,000 of those were in Auckland. And after many approaches to government, I did get an acknowledgement last week that government sees Auckland as a priority and they want to keep the momentum of the vaccinations up in Auckland. And that meant, if need be, reallocating from around the country. But it seems, from the latest information I have from government, that they're now confident that they have acquired additional vaccines from overseas, working through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and so that we are not likely to run out of vaccine. And we've got more and more pharmacies, GPs opening up. The drive-throughs have been very effective, particularly the one at the airport, which is doing thousands a day. And, of course, booking is now open to everybody and open to everybody over the age of 12. So the message is, I think over the whole country, 60% of the country have got, just over 60% have had at least one jab, 40% so far unvaccinated. So we've made some real progress in the last few weeks. And in Auckland, it's particularly important because, you know, we are the gateway city. Mm-hmm. We have got the QIR facilities and we are the ones that have spent, you know, more than a month longer and higher alert levels than everybody else and still doing that. So message to everybody out there, the vaccines are available. The places to get themselves vaccinated are increasing. Please book, book my vaccine NZ and get it done. And we just need to get up to that, you know, ideally we'd get up to 90%. That would be better than almost anybody else has done, but at least 80%. We can't have that kind of widespread protection on figures
is
less than that.
Is that a government target or is that a council target that you're looking at there?
That's my target, but I think that's the sort of target that's being shared by government as well. They would love to see it up to the 80 to 90%. What we've seen in the US is that it's tailed off somewhat lower than that and there's more vaccine resistance. But look, the overwhelming evidence is the vaccine is safe. Yes, we've had one death that was related to that from heart inflammation, but they said that the risk of that, dying from that particular illness is 80 times greater if you get COVID than it is from being injected. And we've injected, well over 3 million people now. So you can say it's safe, it's free, and it's readily available.
The other side of the, the coin that we're looking at with vaccinations at the moment and getting towards these positive targets is, of course, also testing. And we have seen, particularly from Dr. Ashley Bloom, some concern that there's not enough testing happening at the moment to be confident that we're breaking all of the chains of transmission in Tamaki Makaurau. Now, is there anything that you think could be done to make it more accessible? Is access an issue, you think, or are you thinking people are just complacent and sitting at home at the moment?
Well, there's a huge rush on it. When we were in the middle of the growth in new cases and the a rapid expansion of locations of interest, It's come back, I think, just trying to see if I've got it here. From memory, we did about 5,000 yesterday out of the 7,000 across the whole of the country. 5,852. I think they'd like that up a bit higher. I mean, don't go if you've got no symptoms, but if you've got any sort of symptoms, two, if you've got any sort of contact with people that have been infected or places where they have been, then err on the side of caution and go and get a test. I think it probably would help if they move from the nasal swab to the spit test. I mean, I think people would find that far more comfortable and less intrusive. And that's starting to happen in some areas, but I think, I'd like to see that rolled out as an option. It's not quite, what the epidemiologists are saying. It's not quite as good as the nasal swab if you get a spit test. But if you're having to get it regularly, if you're at a workplace or something like that, I think it's far more acceptable, and it's pretty close to the other test.
Now, in the coming weeks, we'll be talking a bit about what the changes to alert levels look like under Delta. Obviously, it's going to mean quite some big differences, particularly at level two, than we've seen in the past. But I do want to move on and talk a little bit about what's been happening specifically here in Tāmaki over the last week. With the flooding, how are we seeing the recovery at the moment? Are we still seeing people displaced from their homes or anyone who is struggling to find accommodation at the moment?
No, it's been pretty good. I have masked and socially isolated, visited the flood sites on the day in Kumu and Huapai. And then on Saturday, I went out and looked at some of the damage that had been done, particularly to the roading out West Auckland. So if you're living in Bethels Beach at the moment, you're currently cut off from the city unless you've got a four-wheel drive to go overland. But I watched the progress. They were rebuilding the road there. That will hopefully be done by the end of the week. That's good. Number of houses, we examined about 150, probably more than 158. 74 were yellow carded, which meant that entry to part of the house was restricted. 4 were red carded, which means you couldn't go into the house at all. It's not habitable. Over 100 were white carded, which is only minor damage. The 4 that are red carded, I presume that equates to the number of households that we've provided emergency accommodation for, and that responsibility now shifts to central government as of, I think, Tuesday next week, so that they'll have temporary houses while their houses are being rebuilt. The big challenges with waste disposal at the moment. So far, we've reopened the Waitakere transfer station. You can book if you've got flood damaged materials that you need to drop off there. They've processed, 53,420 tonnes of waste so far.
Wow.
Most people who are insured, they pay the cost and they can claim it back from insurance. If anybody's facing financial hardship, we make special allowance for them. And I think we've subsidised quite a large number of people that just aren't in the position to pay.
With the compounding effect of having level 4 lockdown and the flooding, and also, of course, the trauma of what happened in the Lynn Mall last week, it's quite a tough time for West Auckland. Is there supports in place for mental health at this point? Is the council helping facilitate that aspect of the recovery?
Yeah, the first thing I'd say is the Westies are quite resilient people. I'm just really impressed at the way that, they've coped with it. And but it is it's stress on top of stress. I mean, you were probably stressed if you were in the supermarket when the terrorist attack occurred. But there would be a wider sense of unease. Maybe we're not the great safe place that we imagined we were. We found that out with Christchurch, of course. No country in the world is exempt from the actions of sick, deranged, hateful people. And that's how I'd describe both of the terrorist attacks in New Zealand. There may be reasons for their behaviour. It might be partly mental or whatever. There are reasons. I don't think there are ever excuses for that sort of behaviour. That's put pressure on, a little bit of pressure on people. The floods, if you were affected by the floods, floods, you know, it's the last thing you needed to have happen at alert level four when, you know, you have to follow all the COVID protocols, although there's a government order that has waived those for people that, you know, obviously have to breach the protocols because of their situation with their houses damaged.
Are there specific resources set up for people at the moment to access, though? Because that's something that perhaps people might be looking for a direct channel to reach out to. Are there spaces that people can access for mental health support right now?
What we act as, because we don't provide that service directly, obviously, as council, but we act as a referral service, and we've had some hundreds of people go through our emergency desk, and we act as the post box. We say, okay, excuse me, this is your problem. This is the person that you need to contact, or this is the number that you need to ring to get assistance from that. And that seems to have worked reasonably well. I haven't had any direct feedback that people aren't coping or can't get assistance that they need. But if people listening to this program feel that they are in that situation, then please ring our council number or our emergency number, and we'll refer you to the place that can best help you in your situation.
And just briefly before we go, I did want to talk specifically about the Newlyn community. What's in place at the moment there to reassure people and just kind of reboost morale around that space? Is the council stepping into that role at all at the moment?
Yeah, I think the thing to reassure people is that this guy was a one-off. He wasn't connected with any organisation. He would have possibly been the only person that was under 24/7 surveillance. Clearly, there are changes that the government was already putting in place in the system for people, you know. It's very hard to convict somebody of planning a crime. I could be planning to go down and smash the windows of BFM, but unless I actually do it, I haven't committed an offence. I think with terrorism it's a bit different because of the scale of damage that you can do, and what they need to do and what they have got before Parliament at the moment is something, if you're planning a terrorist attack, that will be sufficient to make it an imprisonable offence. And you have to balance a little bit out with civil liberties that you don't go overboard, but with this guy, clearly he had massive problems. You could see that from his behaviour in prison and beforehand, and what he was posting. And so I think the Parliament now, the current government, has introduced the legislation. It's before the Select Committee, and I'd be surprised if it wasn't passed by the end of this week. So I don't think people should feel more fearful than normal. By and large, New Zealand is a relatively safe place, but there is no 100% guarantee of safety anywhere in the world at the present time.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. It's always great to speak with you. We'll talk to you again next week, and hopefully we'll be hearing some positive news about how our COVID situation is going.
Looking forward to that. I'm glued to the radio every day at 1 o'clock just to find out what those numbers are, and we'd love to see those numbers come down from the around about 20 that we've been stuck on for the last 4 days.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Have a lovely rest of your Wednesday. Ka kite.
Thanks, Rachel. Ka kite.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank you.